This is Melissa, and this is a quick update on Waiting for the Miracle, the CTTM book club covering Alan Watts' Waiting for the Miracle, the transcript book form of the talks that he had on Sweet Liberty between 1998 and 2000 with Jackie Petru. And we are kicking off Saturday, which is tomorrow, the 26th at noon Eastern Standard Time. And so wherever you are, use noon Eastern Standard as your time and figure that out. Where you are, we will have an unrecorded talk about the syllabus material. And then on the 3rd of May, the following Saturday, we will have a recorded talk about the actual interviews 1 and 2. So part 1, interview 1 and 2, we'll talk about on May the 3rd. Just a few things here. We decided that the rotation of having an unrecorded discussion about the syllabus material 1 week, followed by a recorded discussion on the material itself the following week, would be the best way for as many people as possible to contribute to the conversation and also to keep the conversations briefer, because those of you who followed along with Tragedy and Hope know how long our recordings could be, and we'd like to make them a little tighter, I think, this round. And it is Alan's material, and it's deep, and there's lots to talk about. But I think if we keep a conversation going on a weekly basis at Telegram, then there's plenty of opportunity in these chats that we have every Saturday for people to talk and ask questions and discuss things. And also remember that Telegram is a venue where you can interact with each other, and you can actually be talking about the material a lot and the related things. So again, Saturday, we will begin the syllabus material. Now, I have just completed tonight in the wee hours the first part, that's the first 12 interviews, the syllabus material for that, and I must give a big thank you to Laura, who is part of the book club. And Laura has helped me. We've broken the first part, the first 12 interviews, in half, and she's done half of the material, and I've done the other half, and we worked together on it, of course. But I think it was a good system, because there's a lot of, you know, deciding what is important and pulling it out and maybe looking for videos or books or things like that that go along with it. And of course, there's a lot of extra talks from Alan that are referenced in the syllabus. So an example of some of the things that we can be talking about Saturday, tomorrow, the 26th, are Sumer, and Forbidden Archaeology, a book by Michael Cremo, The Dead Sea Scrolls, and even The Matrix Revolutions, the movie. So there are the Merovingians, the Carolingians. That's another thing that has come up there in the first interview. So the syllabus material I have published several times over the last few weeks, and shortly we'll be publishing the first part, all 12 interviews, syllabus material, on the Telegram channel. I want to mention to you that going forward, a lot of the things that you'll need, material, syllabus, all of that is going to be primarily at Telegram. And it will be there first, and then eventually I might be publishing things on other channels and on the website, but this is where the book club action is, and I think it's just going to be easier if those of you who can go on over there. And right now I'll be publishing the link again to CTTM Book Club, the Alan Watt Cutting Through the Matrix Book Club and chat. I think there's two different channels that go along with it, but there's a place where people gather. There's quite a nice handful now and discuss things. And so that is what's going on. So to repeat this information, tomorrow we start with an unrecorded discussion of syllabus material at noon Eastern Standard Time on Telegram. And the following Saturday, the 3rd of May, there will be a recorded discussion about that first interview. Andrea had a really good idea, which was, it started with the observation that it's a little bit confusing that Waiting for the Miracle is just part one and part two. And within part one, there's interview 1 through 12. And within part two, there's interview 1 through 12. And she thought that a title was a good idea. And I agreed. And so I've given each interview a title. So for instance, what we're covering the 26th and the 3rd of May, interview 1 and 2. Interview 1 is now referred to as Consciousness is Knowing the Truth. And interview 2 is entitled A Few Would Be Chosen. Now, I'm really looking forward to this. I have to tell you, I'm really tired because I've been at it all day long, about 15 hours today, as I get ready to launch these big sales of my aunt's possessions. And this is months in the making. In the next 2 weekends, I'll be busy helping her sell things, hopefully. And I am looking forward to returning to a slightly more normal schedule soon, you know, mid to late May. I think things will be easier for me and that I can just concentrate on, you know, what I do. And I am, like I said, looking forward to this. I think, Prince had the great idea that we should be covering Alan's work next. And I agree. And it's deep. It's intense. These conversations that he had over 2 years with Jackie Petru at Sweet Liberty are just intense. They cover a lot in a short amount of time. And I think adding the syllabus material to it will give us a lot of context. And I want to stress again that it's that the syllabus material is not necessary. It's helpful. It will be interesting. It might enrich your understanding of what Alan and Jackie are talking about and what we're talking about. But again, it's not required. It's just there if it's helpful. So, one more time, Saturday, the 26th of April, that is tomorrow, we start with unrecorded conversation on syllabus material. And on the 3rd of May, Saturday, again at noon Eastern Standard Time, we have a recorded conversation and discussion about part one, interview 1 and 2. And again, that is Consciousness is Knowing the Truth. And interview 2 is A Few Would Be Chosen. I will give you the links once again, and I look forward to hearing from very many of you as we get kicked off on this. Thank you.